The digital divide during a global pandemic is real, especially when it comes to education and online learning. There are issues with equity for students in elementary school all the way to higher education. Fort Lewis College in Durango set up roughly 700 classes for online learning, all in a matter of 5 days. Fort Lewis College President Tom Stridicus says that the college's IT staff have been working around the clock to get laptops to students and create hotspots for those in need who depended on being on campus to complete their work.
As you know, rural broadband's an issue. Broadband on Native American reservations is an issue. So we've been concerned about equity gaps from the beginning of our work at Fort Lewis, and now is the time to be extra vigilant about it.
For some of the students who are unable to receive any technology, Stridicus says they're delivering the curriculum in the mail.
We're actually using snail mail and phone calls, literally to the student, of who's out there, what they have, and how we're reaching them. And again, our faculty have really been doing this student by student to ensure that we can deliver a rigorous curriculum for folks.
Fort Lewis College is offering a student emergency fund for those that are suddenly facing a different set of challenges, including the inability to secure housing, afford basic needs, and to find access to resources for online learning. So far, with local support, an anonymous donor, and a $5,000 matching grant from Alpine Bank, FLC has raised well over $100,000 for students in need. Cody Stroop is a senior at Fort Lewis and is majoring in international business studies. He's also student body president and is slated to graduate in May. He says he's heard from some of his fellow students that are managing online learning and others that are struggling.
And then I've also heard about students who have lost their jobs downtown in, you know, the restaurants and service industry or our tourism-based economy here. And then I've also heard of extreme cases coming from our school where they've gone home to, say, their reservation or hometown, and they're not able to take their courses or they're having issues with technology. So really varies by student, but I think everyone's feeling the impact.
For Stroop, he thought his second semester senior year was going to look a lot different. And as student body president, he was preparing his commencement address to the graduating class of 2020.
It's a weird situation. I can't really comprehend it, to be honest. It's not just college students, I guess it's high school seniors as well, but it's really strange to not have a graduation ceremony, like one that you had envisioned for the 4 years that you were at school. That day where you would, you know, walk across the stage and your family would be there for you, you know. I was supposed to go up there and give my commencement speech, and, you know, my whole family was going to be there in a large public speaking setting. It was just going to be a cool experience that I'm not going to have now.
Fort Lewis College is planning a virtual commencement in May. As for the summer, Fort Lewis College will be offering 2 summer sessions with 85 classes available online. There is still so much uncertainty about what the fall semester will look like, but officials are planning for any scenario that might come their way. Stridicus says that now more than ever is a time for society to look at the importance of higher education.
I think this is a moment for the nation to look at how quickly higher education has responded, to not only think about what we're doing in terms of educating students and meeting their needs, but what institutions are doing in terms of research, what our institution did in terms of finding personal protective equipment and donating it to printing masks and everything in between. The work that our institution does and other institutions like ours do is really going to be incredibly vital as we rebuild society.
The Skyhawk Emergency Fund is available for donations, and enrolled students can apply for funding at fortlewis.edu. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.